Historic bandstand given listed status. After months of debate and the community coming together, the historic bandstand in Central Vale Park, Todmorden, is now a Grade 2 listed building. This comes after a successful application from the local community to Historic England to list the building to help protect its future. The Secretary of State for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport has added the bandstand to the list, national list of buildings of special architectural or historic interest. According to Historic England, the listing was made because the bandstand is the only surviving example of a pre-First World War theatre-type bandstand in England, a good example of a bandstand designed for enhanced acoustic with a tiered stage and soundboards behind and above the players and retaining the majority of its functional features, enhanced with considerable decorative flair and ornamentation, mostly faithfully reproduced in 1999 and largely surviving. Councillor Jane Scullion, Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Resources, said, "The listing enables the local community to step up its work to secure grant funding for restoration, to bring the bandstand back to its former glory." The future of the bandstand has been up for discussion for a number of years due to its deteriorating condition. Calderdale Council has continued to work with the community to secure its future, seeking fundraising support for the required repairs. In July 2019, as no community organisations had formally expressed an interest to take on responsibility for the bandstand, the council had no option but to pursue demolition and the creation of a new performance space on the site. But now, the bandstand's listed status has opened up new opportunities for the local community to apply for external funding to make the structure safe and give it a new lease of life. The original bandstand was officially opened on Friday, June the 26th, 1914, by the Mayor, Alderman Robert Jackson, JP. In its highly decorative, with its distinctive balustrade, consoles, prominent flowing Cornish, window surrounds, and metal grills at the sides of the building. Despite significant fire damage in 1999, great care was taken to faithfully conserve the bandstand based on its original design. Most, if not all, of the timber was replaced, and the cast iron columns, steel frame, concrete base, and stone-faced brick plinth were retained.